All right, I'm Robert Burns, the famous bard of Scotland, and I began at the tender age of 15 by writing poems to the lady farmhands. I'd tell more than one girl I'd written a poem for her alone, making the lyrics so they could apply to any comely lass. But the poem you see below, I wrote for Mary Campbell, and Mary Campbell only. She was sailing on her way to me when she was struck down by a fever and died. That's a sorrowful time for a great love to end, when two people are dreaming of the life they'll have together. If only we'd set sail for Jamaica as we'd planned, we'd have been lying on those sunny beaches and I'd have been a wealthy man, instead of working as a tenant farmer in Scotland, where you dig up a rock and four take its place. But my fool head was turned when my so-called rustic poems became the talk of Edinburgh. I went on to sire 9 children with Jean Armour, but only 3 survived in that miserable climate. My youngest son was born on the very day that I died, at the tender age of 37. I was known to drown my sorrows by taking a drink, or 7, and when New Year's Eve came round, they'd all shout, "Rabbi, gie us Auld Lang Syne," a simple country tune that I turned into the party anthem of this and many other centuries. So, by request, I'd be heard in the pubs reciting my poems and singing my songs. On Burns Night, which falls on the coldest, darkest evening in January, my friends past and present get together to celebrate my birthday by drinking good whisky and eating haggis, that much maligned delicacy. But the poet himself is forced to abstain, being now with his Mary in heaven, and she'd rather he didn't drink so much.